Hey, we got a special episode for you today. Hang in there. Here we go. Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey everyone, Dr. Josh Hant here. I want to welcome you to Lifestyle Locker Radio, episode 255. We're going to be talking about the X3 bar again for a little bit, some training. And what we're really going to talk about was my experience at Standard Process's Nutrition Innovation Center, which is in North Carolina. Got to go down, spend time with the clinical research, actually research and development, right? So these really amazing people, scientists, nutrition scientists, their tech people, everything across the board. So I got to spend 2 days with them, learn, and I got to be their test subject as an athlete. I like to call myself a professional athlete, not necessarily a professional athlete, but I'm a professional that is an athlete. And I think that's what makes this so amazing for all of you that are listening, because it doesn't mean you need to be someone that's at the top of the game. It'd be pretty cool if you were, but you can be someone that's out there to get after it and get better, healthier, faster, stronger, whatever that may be. Their purpose is to help keep the athlete strong, but more importantly, to keep the athlete healthy first, so then you can perform at a higher level as you go forward. So I want to review some of the tests we did, some of the stuff they gave me to take home. I'll show you a couple of the things, and I'm going to get some better explanations. They're sending me a whole email of all of the tests that I've completed, what they mean, and I actually get to go over all of the results with them. So you'll be hearing about that in another podcast. I hear that at the end of this next upcoming week. So I'm excited to share a bunch of things with you today. So this is the X3 bar. This is week number 10. Not my best week with X3 bar. I did straight through until Wednesday. I left for the Nutrition Innovation Center super duper early in the morning so I can get there in the morning to get started. You obviously get all the transportation done flying down from New York. So I didn't have Thursday, Friday, and I actually didn't have, well, I probably did have time. I didn't go on, do it on Saturday. I did some endurance training on Saturday. And what I also did was have a, well, I didn't have it, but I was at a party for my nephew, Connor, who turned 2. So that's what we did Saturday. So there was actually, I didn't drink any alcohol after being at this Nutrition Innovation Center. I was like, man, do I really want to have anything bad in my system? I have to confess that during the party, I did have quite a few cookies that were homemade. They were out of this world. I even have a few left inside, which I may even have this evening. So yes, I am not perfect by any means. I am just like you. And I will bend where I want to bend, but I will also be as strict as I need to be when I want to be, because I know it makes a huge impact on my life. So let's go over some of the tests that we did. I may have mentioned this recently in another podcast, but what we did the first day I was in was more conversation based, right? I got to go do a tour of the lab, see what I would be doing that following day, meet some of the scientists, have a conversation with Christine Polly, which is the nutrition scientist over there, and super cool, right? Brilliant, smart woman. And I got to actually sit and have a conversation with her for quite some time. We had some food as well, a little tour of the Kannapolis, North Carolina campus that it's set in. It's a really beautiful area. So, I mean, I give them that area is gorgeous. So had a conversation that first day, got to have a conversation about health, about nutrition, about fitness, about habits, things that I get to talk and preach about here on Lifestyle Locker Radio. So that was a lot of fun. I'm usually on this side of the microphone, right? Sharing with all of you, but I was on the other side. So they're going to probably edit some of this stuff, since we did have a couple glitches, we'll say, with some technology as far as lighting goes. Not a big deal, but the tech team is going to organize everything, and I'll probably have everything sent back over to me later. So I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to share the conversation with all of you. I think it's very important. And what should I say here? Oh, I want to let you know that, you know, Kara Creedle was the communication specialist that was with us. She's a rock star when it comes to the tech over there. So thank you, car for that. Let's see, what else? So Friday, they decided they wanted to start me earlier. You know, you fast in the evening. I did a lot of walking around, checking out the area down in North Carolina. It was hot. It was like 90 plus degrees, 95 degrees, humid as can be. Normal. So the next day they asked if I could show up at 8 instead of 9. And what we start with is blood work. So I did some recording of this with a GoPro. We'll see how I can put it together. It may not be as fast as I want to get it done for, but we're going to get it all organized. So we start with blood work. They took, I don't know, 6 or 7 vials of blood work there. The lab is really cool. They have some really amazing technology. They actually do all of the work there. They bring in an outside nurse to draw the blood, but the scientists have the machines, the centrifuges, the 80 below zero freezer to keep the blood samples so they can actually do everything in-house. You know, it's FDA approved technology, which is really, really cool. They said it takes even longer. It takes longer to calibrate the machine so it's perfect up to par than it does to actually run the samples. But they can run, you know, something like 100 samples at a time. So they can put me through all of these different tests from like immune response to performance to you name it, anything blood work that can be done probably on the planet. They have the capability, I believe, of doing there, which is really, really neat. So I get those details and that conversation again. We're going to go over that on Friday. So that was really neat. They have this thing called InBody, which is this really neat technology. I'm not even sure how it works. You can Google it. But you stand on these devices, barefoot, handles. It weighs you, does all the stuff. We did vitals, height and weight. So I got my weight there is 189 pounds. Actually a little bit lighter than I thought I might be, but I'm glad that I'm on that downward trend. So I'm going to be probably a little bit lighter for the event. So 189 pounds and I'm 6'2". I thought I was shorter than that, but listen, we measured me. So I'm 6'2", 189 pounds. And this InBody technology checks your metabolism. It checks a lot of things like how much, you know, muscle mass, fat percentages, all of these things it runs. And you're standing for minutes on, I don't know how long I'm standing on this machine hooked up, but it was really neat. So I'm going to get all of those details again and have it all explained to me. And we're definitely going to review that on a follow-up podcast because I want to go over the data with you. So we did that. So I'm still fasted. We did the InBody. Then we go to do VO2 max. And this is what many of you may have seen like on documentaries where they hook this crazy like thing over your face. You're strapped on. You're hooked up with cables to a computer system. There's two scientists in the room with me and I'm on a treadmill. And in my head, I don't know how I'm going to perform. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, hey, listen, I can run a lot of miles. I can do a lot of things. But having this weird device, it doesn't actually, they're saying it doesn't restrict airflow. I understand the meaning of it, that air moves in and out of this thing, but having this plastic silicone or whatever it is device over your face compressing you definitely is not a natural feel. So we go up to the VO2 max. They start me out on this. First they calibrate the machine. They bring the device up a certain incline. It's all computer controlled, so they're not touching buttons on this treadmill. It starts off at whatever, an 8.0 or a 10.0 incline at a walk. And I'm thinking, this is going to be super easy. I'm like, how long is the test? Oh, it's 15 minutes. Easy. I'll do this for as long as you need me to do it. And every so often, it increases the speed and increases the incline, increases the speed and increases that grade of that incline consistently. So I want to paint this picture for you. So I'm going, I'm like, no big deal. We're going at 3.5 and 4.5. We're at like a 14% grade, which is a pretty significant, like if you any of you have been on a treadmill, put it up to a 14 if it even goes that high and start walking fast. See how you feel. You actually start to, you start to move. I kept my heart rate pretty reasonable. I was right about 100 as I was checking my Garmin as I was going. And so we keep going. And they're like, all right, 30 seconds to the next one. And then we goes up again and where I ended up tapping out because I wanted to do it again after I was frustrated with myself, but I'm running, swinging my arms, hitting the cables. I'm really starting to sweat here. We hit a 5.0 and an 18% grade. So an 18 on the treadmill. So I did about 13 and a half minutes before I tapped out, man. And I was sweating and I'm thinking to myself, I've run 50 mile ultramarathons, 100 mile ultramarathon. Well, I said many 50s, 50 Ks, done 30 mile hikes. Like, God, this thing just kicked my ass in 13 minutes. But nonetheless, I get off. Feel good. They let me cool down, walk around a little bit so I can start to do that. Then they're scheduled actually for breakfast, but we stop breakfast. We do a few other technologies here. We do something called Nu Skin, which I believe is a technology that, or a testing technology that reads antioxidants, if I'm correct, if this is the right one. So it's a skin test. And so they prep the device to set it up. They have me sit down, and the scientist is literally sitting, you know, sitting like a foot in front of me on the other side of this little desk. But he's, you know, doing the computer stuff as I'm getting hooked up to this machine, and put your hand on it and it's reading. And it's, you know, it's a matter of a minute. It only takes minutes to do this one test. And he's looking and he's going, wow, wow, holy cow. And I'm the other thinking in my head, like, is it good? Is it bad? And when it finished, you see the results instantaneously. So this antioxidant, I don't understand it so much yet. It's just a number for me. I'm sure I'm gonna have more details on it when we do the review on our Zoom call next week. That he's like, I have never seen a number so high before on the antioxidant test. And all the scientists are talking to me after this one little test, like, I think we need to follow this guy's lifestyle. But I was at a 68,000. And I guess they're seeing people, whatever that number means, I don't know, but they're seeing people in their like 28,000, 30,000, like was their like norm. And I was like almost at the top of the chart. So really cool to find out that I have a lot of antioxidants in my body, which means I'm a good health fighter, right? So we do that. We do something. We go to do a brain check, which is a neuro test, which they're actually going to have me do at home here on my own technology. They're just having a glitch. A computer server glitch or something, so I couldn't actually use that technology. So they tried for about 15 minutes. We had to bypass that one. Then we did, what did we do after that? We did something called Max Pulse HSR. I'm thinking when I looked at this Max Pulse, am I going to be on a treadmill again for another, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes or whatever it is to try to crank my heart rate up? The answer is no. I had a little thing hooked up to my middle finger or pointer finger, whatever it was, sitting at the same desk as the antioxidant thing, another device, another, you know, same computer, and they're just going. So that took a matter of minutes. I didn't know anything about the results on that one. Again, I'll share that one with you. The next one we did, and they wanted to do this before lunch, was I did breakfast somewhere in between there, if I didn't mention that. But they did, what is it called? They did something called EndoPat. And this is another device where they're sitting me up on this machine. It's, you know, I'll share pictures of this on my social feed so you can check out. I'll have a bunch of them up from some of the stuff that I've done. So I do this Max Pulse and we go to do the EndoPat. And what that measures, I believe, is the flexibility of your blood vessels. And what the scientist was explaining to me a little bit, and I'm going to have more details to share with you, is what it does, it measures something called nitric oxide, the way the nitric oxide and superoxide works in your blood vessels. So one is a constrictor, right? The nitric oxide, I believe, is nitric oxide is the vasodilator, so it opens blood vessels up, and superoxide is a constrictor, and they should be, and then there's somewhere in between, which is we call normal. So you should be able to fluctuate in between these things as you're doing different things, but it does some crazy testing. It's about a 20-minute test or so, which I'm sitting in this chair. I try to meditate, do the best I can mentally for this test. We did that. Then we had a lunch. Had some salmon and some salad. It was quite good. And then I met up with the nutrition scientist, and we had a conversation of what are we doing forward. Some of the things. So they've left me with a bunch of questionnaires, which I filled out, and I'll be getting some of that data back. Once I hand it off, which I'm going to scan and send to them, they're going to ultimately give me some data. So that's what that Friday is for. So they get my written stuff, my written questionnaires. They get all of the data they did. Now I forgot one thing. Before we had the conversation, because it's not on this list, but we did a DEXA scan, which is something to look at bone density. And so I had that done, and they looked at it and go, wow, it looks great. You know, good bone density there. But then the athlete package, they go over the details, and how what she described to me is what they're going to do is all of my data that goes in goes to, like, they break it down, they get the blood work in, they take all of this stuff. The nutrition scientist takes my questionnaires and all of that stuff, puts a package together. She puts hers, I believe, together, what she thinks they're going to recommend supplement-wise for me to take. And then the scientists meet and say, this is what we think you should take. Like the clinical scientists that did all the lab work take and say, this is what we think you should take. They meet together and they figure out the best formula of things for me based on my questionnaires, based on what I'm currently taking, what I'm doing, and what the data that has been given to them shows. So they want to mesh something really well for me so I perform at my healthiest game, but also will perform at the highest game athletic-wise as I go to do this Grand Canyon crossing, or the R3, which is the back and forth that we've spoken about before. So I'm excited to find out more. They've mailed me, I got to taste, I had one the other day. They mail me a bunch of what are called Possible Bars. I urge you all to look them up. It's called the Possible Bar. It's by the standard process again. And it tastes really good. They're about 550 calories. They're pretty awesome. And I'm getting a bunch of them to bring to the Grand Canyon so I can have really healthy food-based fuel loaded with supplements in the bar. So there's immune stuff. There's like high healthy fats. There's proteins. There's fiber. And it's food. I was eating it. You know, I'm sitting in the car coming back to my hotel after doing the clinical work the first day, and I open the bar up. It weighs a ton, but I mean, it's 550 calories. And I'm eating it, and I'm like, I look inside as I'm driving. I go, holy cow, there's a pumpkin seed in there. It looks like something like a dried cherry or raisin or craisin or some cranberry or whatever it is. But it's all food, which is really, really cool. So it's digestible, right? And it tastes pretty decent considering. One of the scientists that was there recommended that you're going to need a lot of water when you eat these bars because they can be a little drying, and they're working on other cool things on how to constantly improve, which is really neat to see in this nutrition company and standard process. They want the best quality, but they also want the best performance of their product for people like myself that may do things in extreme temperatures and whether it's super hot or super cold, but make it usable so the athlete can get the best nutrition possible as they're performing. So that was the thing. And then when I leave, they sent me out with this cool little bag, standard process bag. And they said, oh, by the way, we're going to give you this thing to do at home. You get it's a one-time test. The company is the same company that was the EndoPad. It's called WatchPat 1. They call it a sleep apnea test. I'm not sure everything that it does, but I have all the details in here on how to use that. And the other thing they sent me home with, which I was pumped, but I actually want to do one of these, is a microbiome test kit. So that means taking a poop sample, for those of you who don't know. So I got to do that and send it and mail it somewhere. Pumped about doing those things. So it should be really, really cool. I send that away. And yes, I'll get some details back again. And I believe this is going to happen hopefully before the Grand Canyon run. They'll get those tests done for them. And lastly, they asked me, well, they didn't ask me, they're kind of telling me, but they asked me, they said that we want you to come back in about 3 months because we want to do all of this again. We want to test everything to see how the supplementation, the nutrition recommendations, how they all pan out health-wise for you and on all of the data that they brought in. They have a pre and a post. And this is like the coolest way to test something. We call it science, right? So they have all the data. I'm going to use their stuff for 3 months. Get a lot of healthy nutrition in, and then I'm going to head back after, and they're going to retest again. Same way that we function in my chiropractic practice, when we take x-rays, we take pre-x-rays, we do measurements with our patients, and then we do post-x-rays, right? So we could see the measurements again. They should be getting better, and they do get better all the time. So I'm not looking for some little things to change in all of the data. I'm hoping big positive things change in all the data that I get from standard process when I go back in 3 months, when I go back in November to visit them again. So I hope that was really cool for all of you. I'm pumped to experience this. I'm going to share one thing with you. I have partnered up a little bit with this company that we're doing. I'm going to throw an image on the screen here. It's called the Biohacking Congress. It's an event that is going on October 16th and 17th of this year, 2021, in Miami. So I'd like to invite you all to the Biohacking Congress, right? We said the dates. You can get 50% off inside tickets or like these on-site tickets and live stream admissions with the promo code LifestyleLocker at biohackingcongress.com. It's going to be a life-changing weekend with more than 25 famous speakers on biohacking and 20 health companies, ecological products, digital health devices, and solutions for your health optimization. I'm not sure if I'll be there yet, but I know some of the people that are speaking. I'll be interviewing a couple of them myself as well. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I think you all should definitely check this out. If you're in Miami, it's a no-brainer. If you're not, you can't travel for whatever reason, get a digital ticket, use the code LifestyleLocker. And for the first 100 people that want to get on this live stream, I have a code of Dr. Joshua Hand with a special link that I'm going to drop in the show notes for you. So make sure you check it out. That's Dr. Joshua Hand. All the deets will be down in the show notes. So make sure you do check that out. And I know you're going to absolutely love it. I'm pumped, actually. If I'm not there, I'm going to definitely be on the live stream. I have a couple people that I will call friends that are actually going to be there. I believe a couple are speaking. And one is definitely going to have a booth there of this cool company, Leela Quantum Technology. So check it out. Details in the show notes. And make sure you stick around for the next few minutes and check out the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program, which I think all of you should be participating in your own life. You should join. Check it out. I'll see you on the inside. Later. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you. If you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook inside the locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program.